Koftala Teves, Thursday the 19th of January, Rabbi Raphael Goldblatt, the Brocha of Shechionu on Mitzvahs.
Okay, as you all know, there are three categories of things on which we say the Brocha of Shechionu. There are three types of things which the Gemara mentions that we say the Brocha of Shechionu and that we say the Brocha of Hedot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we reach this point, that we're still alive at this stage to be able to do this thing. The first one is the Gemara is in the last week of Brachos, which is when someone receives something new, something special, a new garment, a new baby, a new fruit, new house, new car, anything like that. The second is the Shechionu that we say at Kiddush on every Yom Tov, which is the Bracha that we Meshabeach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are able to celebrate another Yom Tov. The third type is Shechionu that we say on certain mitzvahs, about which there are a number of Gemaras scattered around which mention to say Shechionu on specific mitzvahs, but there are many other mitzvahs where the Gemara doesn't mention to say Shechionu. And the Rishonim discuss why it should be that specific mitzvahs we do say Shechionu and others not. There are machlokas about which ones also, and we'll try to go through as much as we can cover of that topic. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, says that when someone builds his sukkah, someone builds a sukkah for himself, he should say Shechionu when he's making the sukkah. Although he's not actually yet doing a mitzvah, it's a preparation for a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah, nevertheless he can say Shechionu already then because he's giving himself the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah in the future. He's preparing the item, the chefetz shel mitzvah, the item that he needs in order to do the mitzvah later, and for that he can say Shechionu. The Gemara says later on in the sugya that halacha l'maaseh, we don't do that, we don't say Shechionu when we make the sukkah, when we build the sukkah, because we wait till the first night when we're actually sitting in the sukkah, and then we say Shechionu. So the first mitzvah on which we say Shechionu is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, although we say it during Kiddush on the first night of sukkah, which is the same Shechionu as for the Yom Tov. Nevertheless, that Shechionu is serving two purposes. The Gemara says that it's both for the Yom Tov and also for the mitzvah of sukkah. Similarly, the Gemara says about lulav. The Gemara says that in the Brisa, it says that you say the Bracha of Shechionu when you prepare your lulav before Yom Tov. And the Rosh says, and this brought the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that we say Shechionu when the first time we shake the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, we say Shechionu when we say the Bracha of Anatilas lulav, followed by the Bracha of Shechionu. That's Shechionu for the mitzvah of lulav. The mitzvah of lulav, which comes once a year, we say Shechionu as we're about to perform it for the first time. There are other Gemaras that mention other mitzvahs. The one in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel says we say Shechionu on Ner Chanukah, the first time we light Ner Chanukah, the first night we say Shechionu. The one in Megillah Chof Aleph says that on the when we lay in the Megillah we say Manach, three brochas, Mem Mikra Megillah, Nun She'osan Nisim, and Ches Shechionu. So for the mitzvah of Megillah we also say Shechionu. There's a whole discussion about the day and all the other mitzvahs and so on. We're not going to go into that. So we have here four mitzvahs that the Gemara says that we say Shechionu on: the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Lulav, the mitzvah of Chanukah, and the mitzvah of Megillah. There's one other Gemara which doesn't seem to fit into the pattern that we're seeing, which is a Gemara at the very end of Pesachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base, the final sugya in Pesachim, where the Gemara says that someone who's poides benoi, someone who's doing the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, he has a bechor, he has to give five slime to the Kohen. He says the bracha on Pidyon HaBen itself, and also the bracha of Shechionu. So the Rishonim discuss why it's specifically these five mitzvahs where the Gemara mentions to say Shechionu, or are there others which the Gemara hasn't mentioned, and how exactly the rules work. What are the criteria for a mitzvah being the type of mitzvah on which we say Shechionu? Tosis in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav says, he starts off Tzorich Lefarish Tam, we need to explain Maishno the Yesh mitzvah Shetakinu Levarach Shechionu, the are mitzvahs on which we do say Shechionu, the are mitzvahs not. He lists a number of mitzvahs on which he understands from the Gemara that we don't say Shechionu: the mitzvah of Hallel, mitzvah of Mila, that we don't say Shechionu on these mitzvahs of Tzitzis and Tefillin. In Mila they do that, we'll get to the machlokes about Mila, yeah. But Tosfos holds that Mila we don't. Mitzvah of Tzitzis, mitzvah of Tefillin, he says, why do we not say Shechionu, what should it be? So the first teretz in Tosfos, the first explanation is mitzvah sheyesh aleho simcha, a mitzvah about which we're specifically joyous that we're able to do the mitzvah, we say Shechionu, which is obviously quite difficult to define, because Tosfos is saying that Chazal have told us which mitzvahs give us simcha and which don't, and for some reason tefillin doesn't give us any simcha the first time we put tefillin on, tzitzis, talis. A bris mila doesn't have any simcha, possibly means because of the tzar of the baby, possibly other poskim say that clearly. Pardon? Yeah, by the chasna, yeah. But he's koilal that with his talis, he doesn't do it, doesn't say stam. So Tosfos' first teretz is a mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha, a mitzvah about which we have a specific simcha, and Chazal told us specific mitzvahs, and there are no more general rules than that. We can't make our own rules. According to this, possibly the mitzvah of shofar, for example, there's no Gemara that says we say Shechionu on shofar. The reason that the Rambam says we say Shechionu on shofar is because he says it fits with the it fits into the category. It goes together with sukkah and lulav and the other things. According to Tosfos, that it's a mitzvah that has a simcha. We don't know what gives us what Chazal define as the simcha that we need in order to say shechionu. It's possible that Tosfos would hold shofar. You don't say shechionu. It's not clear. Tosfos brings a second teretz, which is what most of the Rishonim say, which is what everybody knows, which is mitzvah hatolei bizman, mitzvah habo mizman lizman, a mitzvah that comes now and again at a specific time. Once a year, there's a time, a yom tov, during which we do a specific mitzvah. That type of mitzvah we say a shechionu, because since we finished the mitzvah and then we left it aside for a while and then we come back to it, for that we can say shechionu. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. That's what the Rambam says. That's the Ran. That's the Rosh. Tosfos brings it from the Rosh Hiragon. It's also in Tosfos Menachos. That's the teretz that the majority of the Rishonim accept, which is that we say shechionu on a mitzvah habom is man lezman. The Makor for this, Tosfos brings from the Rosh Hiragon, that he learned it from the Gemara in Erevin. Where an Erevin Daf Mem on base asks whether we say shechionu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Should we say shechionu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The Gemara says osum is man lezman. They do come periodically. They are a yom tov, a time, a special occasion which comes once a year. However, they're not a moed, they're not a yom tov. And the Gemara says that anything which is osum is man is man, we make a brocha. So although that Gemara is talking about the brocha of Shechionu, which we say on the yom tov itself, not the brocha of Shechionu, which is intended to celebrate the actual the fact that we're now able to do the mitzvah, nevertheless, Rav Shiragon and the other Rishonim have derived from that that Huadin, the brocha of Shechionu on mitzvahs, is based on something which is bom is man is man. Pardon? Right, so there's a number of problems. One problem, one way, which is why we do say a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, and there are also a number of mitzvahs which the Rishonim list that we all say shechionu, despite it seeming that they are bom is man is man, they are things that come periodically once a year. The first question is Pidyon HaBen, as you're asking. The first question is Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says in Psochim that Pidyon HaBen, we say shechionu. So the Ran says in Sukkah, he asks the question. Tosfos says V'koshem Pidyon HaBen, and then he just leaves it. It doesn't have an answer. He just says V'koshem Pidyon HaBen. We do say the bracha. It doesn't have any explanation why, and that's it. The Ran in Sukkah says that since when a baby is born, you then have to wait 30 days before you do the Pidyon HaBen. So during that period, you're now not yet able to do the mitzvah. And then the Zman of the mitzvah, after 30 days, the Zman of the mitzvah arrives. After 30 days, you can now do the mitzvah. So he says, therefore, it's a mitzvah tzliya bizman, although it's not something that comes through the yearly cycle, that there's a cycle through the year, and then the mitzvah comes back again, and so on. Nevertheless, when once you're in the situation of potentially being able to do the mitzvah, you then have to wait a further 30 days. That's also something which is tzliya bizman. It's also something you've been waiting for. And once the zman comes, you can say shechionu. It's also the Bach was mechavim to this. Is also the Tosfos Rosh in Sukkah also says like this, that Pidyon HaBen is called Tolei Bizman because there's also a time frame how we do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. The question is, based on that all the Rishonim ask, if Pidyon HaBen is considered time dependent in that because we have to wait 30 days in order to do the mitzvah, therefore we can say Shechionu, so why should Bris Milah not fall into the same category? If the reason is like the first teretz in Tosfos, that Pidyon HaBen there's a simcha, and Milah for some reason there isn't, then we understand. But if the reason is that Pidyon HaBen is also considered time dependent, then Bris Milah also, once the baby's born, you then have to wait 7 days till the 8th day when you can do the Bris Milah. So that should also be considered a time-dependent mitzvah. So the Ran says that the Loshon of the Ran is that since Pidyon HaBen has a 30-day time frame, therefore it's Tolei Bizman, Masha Ein Kein B'Milah. He doesn't say why. He seems to have understood, for some reason it's obvious that Milah is not considered dependent on time. He doesn't explain why at all. The Rosh does ask the question. The Rosh says that Pidyon HaBen is Tolei Bizman because we have to wait a month. He doesn't explain clearly why, but he just assumes it's called Tolei Bizman. He says Milah is also Tolei Bizman. However, he says that the reason we don't say Shechionu on the Milah is because there's always a possibility that a small possibility, Chazal mentioned many times, that every child who's less than 30 days old might be a Nephil, might be a child which doesn't have any chance of survival, and therefore, although we're doing the mitzvah of Bris Milah, we can't say Shechionu on the Simcha of being able to do that mitzvah because there's a possibility that the child won't survive. It's also in other Rishonim say the same reason. However, the Rashba and other Rishonim ask on this that we never take note, we never take account of that possibility that the child may not survive, because if the child is a Nephil, if the child is a baby that has no chance of survival, we would not be able to do the Bris Milah on Shabbos, the Gemara says. Nevertheless, we do a Bris on Shabbos for every baby, because as Inu Basaruba, we take on the Rov, we take on that the majority of babies, Baruch Hashem, are not Nephilim. And therefore, we ignore that for the purpose of Chilul Shabbos Derai. So we do a bris on Shabbos, and we don't consider the possibility that the child is a Nephil. Therefore, says the Rashba, and the Biragra also goes through all the different reasons and asks all these questions. He says, therefore, the Rashba says, he doesn't know of any reason why we shouldn't say Shechionu Bris Milah. The Gemara says, Pidyon HaBen, maybe who had in Bris Milah. And the Rashba says, however, Loiro Isi came to Chol Ha'aratzos. He says, I've never seen anyone say Shechion on Bris Milah. He says, Afilu Gedole Hador, I've seen at Bris Milah, I've seen making a milah for their children, and they never said Shechionu. Afilu She'eni Mevin Shum Tamizah, even though I don't know any reason, Mikomokam Doche Kaniatzmi, I force myself not to say Shechionu, despite the fact that I think that one definitely has to. Other reasons are given in the Rishonim why we should not say Shechionu for the Bris Milah. One reason is the tsar of the baby. The Gemara says that we don't say Shehasimcha bim oinoya, benching on at a Bris Milah, because there's the tsar of the baby. We have to take that into account, and therefore we can't have a full simcha. There are also some Rishonim say because it's more common than Pidyon HaBen, every baby born in front of Bris Milah, Pidyon HaBen is only a Bechor, and only if the father and the mother are not from families of Kohen or Leviyah. However, the Rashba and the Gra both say that none of these reasons are justifiable, and they don't understand why the minhag is not to say Shechionu. However, Lahalacha Tosfos says that we don't say Shechionu. When the Gemara lists the brachas that we say on Bris Milah in Menachos and in Shabbos Kaflamad Zayin, the Gemara doesn't mention to say Shechionu. Tosfos says it's clear that we don't say Shechionu. We don't know why, but we don't. The Maaseh of the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, very good Aleph, writes that there are three types of mitzvah on which we say Shechionu. The first type of mitzvah is what we've mentioned till now, the first four mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Gemara, which is Sukkah, Lulav, Megillah, Chanukah, he adds Shofar. This is a mitzvah, Habom is Manazman, a mitzvah which comes occasionally. Then he has a second category, which we'll get to, and his third category is something that comes only occasionally, is Nechshav Ki'ilu Bom is Manazman. It's similar to something that comes Mizmanazman, something that comes periodically, because it's an unusual mitzvah, and that he means Pidyon HaBen and Bris Milah, since most people don't have babies more than once every 9 months. It's considered something that only comes occasionally. It doesn't come regularly. You can't be mekayim that mitzvah very often, and therefore you can say Shechion on that. That's the halacha, the Rambam paskens halacha lemaisa, which is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Kol Eretz Yisrael and Surya and Mitzrayim, all the Sephardi countries, we're knowing like this Rambam, although the Rashba who was in Spain says that he's never seen anyone saying Shechion on a Bris Milah, nevertheless the Beis Yosef has made that the minhag of the Sephardi countries is to say Shechion on a Bris Milah. In Eretz Yisrael, the Ashkenazim follow the Vilna Gaon, they also say Shechion on a Bris Milah. In Chutz La'aretz, we follow the Ramah, who is going with the Tosfos and the Rosh and the other Rishonim, who say that they don't necessarily understand why. We've suggested a number of reasons, but halacha lemaisa, we don't see Shechion on a Bris Milah. So we've come out that the general rule, according to most Rishonim, is a mitzvah tzluya bizman lizman, a mitzvah which comes periodically through the year. We say Shechionu. The examples are Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Chanukah, Megillah. Added to that is Pidyon HaBen, which for some reason is considered Bom Mizman Lizman, although Milah is not, and it's not clear why a number of different reasons are given. The Rashba and the Gros say that none of the reasons are satisfactory. However, that's the Ashkenazi Minag, the Halacha for the Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah in Yeredei Simirei Samachei. The Rishonim ask a number of questions, that there are other mitzvahs which are Bom Mizman Lizman, there are mitzvahs which do come periodically through the year, on which we don't say Shechionu. The first question is the mitzvah of Bir Chometz, B'dikas Chometz, Bir Chometz on Erev Pesach. We look for the chometz, we say Asher Kedushonu al Bir Chometz, we do that, we say a brocha, it's a mitzvah, and nevertheless, the minhag is that we do not say Shechionu. It's not clear, no raya in the Gemara that we don't. However, the Torah says that the minhag is that we don't say Shechionu. So the Torah brings from the Sefer Itur that the reason that we don't say Shechionu is because, although the Mishnah says, and the halacha is that we are supposed to do B'dikas Chometz the night before of Erev Pesach, or Labra Asa, Bodekin is a chometz lo'er aner, the night before Erev Pesach, nevertheless, someone who's traveling, someone who's leaving home, even the day after Pesach, and he's planning to come back on Erev Pesach, halacha is he's supposed to do B'dikas Chometz right at the beginning of the year, the day after Pesach, and clear out all the chometz from that he's eaten on Motzei Pesach. He doesn't make a bracha, but he clears out all the chometz, and then when he comes back, he's been mekayim his B'dikas Chometz already, he doesn't have to do another B'dikas Chometz. The same reason is in the Tshuvas HaRashba, and therefore they say, the Itur and the Tshuvas HaRashba both say that therefore you can't consider it a mitzvah bom mizman lizman, although it's true that it's a mitzvah we have to do once a year, but if we would have a mitzvah that we have to do one time a year and it doesn't really matter when we do it, then obviously we wouldn't say Shechionu. The point of the Shechionu is that it's a mitzvah which we've been waiting to be mekayim. We've not been able to be mekayim until this point, although generally most people doing the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz, although generally most people who are doing the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz are not going to be able to do it until Erev Pesach, because that's the time when we're supposed to do it, that's the time when we can say the bracha. Nevertheless, although potentially one could find oneself in a situation of being able to do the mitzvah earlier, one doesn't say a Shechionu on that. The Rosh says a different reason. The Rosh in the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Tzur quotes him. The Rosh says that the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz is Tzorich HaRegel. We're clearing out the Chometz in order that on Pesach there won't be any Chometz in the house. Although it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. We have to be mevayir chometz. It's a mitzvah say that we have to be mevayir all the chometz from the house before Pesach. Nevertheless, since the purpose of the mitzvah is in order that there shouldn't be any chometz in the house on Pesach, Therefore, we shouldn't say a bracha on that. The Rosh says we wait until Pesach, until Yom Tov, and then when we say Shechionu on the first night of Yom Tov at Kiddush, which is on the Yom Tov, that also includes the mitzvah of Biochamos, which we've already included. He says that we found, for example, that the mitzvah of Sukkah, which theoretically one could have said Shechionu earlier, we wait and we say Shechionu at Kiddush, and that includes the Sukkah, although potentially one could, we had a right to say the mitzvah earlier when we were building the Sukkah. In the same way, since the purpose of the Bir Chometz, of the B'dikas Chometz, is to get rid of all the Chometz in order that on Pesach the house should be Chometz free, we shouldn't say Shechionu until then, although in Sukkah it seems that one could say it earlier if one wanted, just the minig is not true, but here Pashtus one can't say it earlier. Since the whole mitzvah is in order to get to a Chometz free Pesach, therefore we wait until Pesach, and when we say Shechionu Seder night, we include that in the same way as we're including the other mitzvahs of Seder night in that Shechionu, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Morah, that we don't say Shechionu because they're included in the Shechionu of the Kiddush. That's the two answers given by the Rishonim. Bir Chometz, either it's not considered time dependent at all, or because it's only to get to another mitzvah, we wait until we're actually doing the mitzvah itself, the one could call it the main mitzvah, and then we say the Shechion on that. Rishonim also ask why we don't say, why the minig is not to say Shechion on Sfiras HaOmer. We count the Omer for 49 days, but we count it however long the mitzvah lasts. So unless it's only once a year, there's a big space from Shavuos until the next time that we're going to count Sfiras HaOmer. According to all the reasons given, according to if it's a mitzvah, Abom is man lezman, l'chora we would expect that we should say Shechion on that. So the Ran in Sukkah asks the question, and he says that we can't say Shechion because you can't count Sfiras HaOmer by day. It's not clear what the Ran means. Why should that make a difference? He seems to mean something to do with the word lazman hazeh. If you forget, the Maaseh, we count without a bracha because it's Machlokes Rishonim. This Ran, who holds that you can't count Sfiras HaOmer during the day, is one shit in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim say you can. So whatever the Ran means with his reason, it can't be the reason that all the Rishonim would accept. Hanukkah also is only at night. Yeah, true. I don't know what the Ran means. It's also depends on a machlokes Rishonim. Many Rishonim say that we do count Sfiras HaOmer by day. You can be yotzei in that way. We don't say a brocha because it's a sofek, because it's a machlokes. So the reason of the Ran is definitely not going to be acceptable according to all Rishonim. There are other reasons given in the Poskim. The Maharil says that in the same way as the Rosh says that Bir Chometz is a way of getting to Pesach and having a chometz free Pesach, and therefore we say the Shechionu once it's actually Pesach and we begin the main mitzvah. In the same way, Sfiras HaOmer is a way of counting up towards Shavuos, of building ourselves up for Shavuos, although it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Nevertheless, it's in a way you can consider it a hechsher mitzvah, because as you could call it a hechsher mitzvah, it's a way of getting to Shavuos, so Kabbalah Satorah, we're building ourselves up towards Kabbalah Satorah, and therefore we don't say Shechion on that, we include that in the Shechion on Shavuos, although we're no longer being mekayim the mitzvah anymore, the mitzvah is totally finished. It's different from Bir Chometz in that the mitzvah of being mevayer the chometz you still have the kiyum of because you don't have any chometz in your house. Nevertheless, it's only in, you can say Shechion on Shavuos, you say Shechion on Shavuos, and that will cover the mitzvah of the Sfiras HaOmer, which was the Hechsher mitzvah to build up towards Shavuos. That's the reason given in the Maharil. The Levush says that nowadays Sfiras HaOmer is only Midrabon and Zeichel HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah deraisa of counting from the Korban HaOmer up till Shavuos. Nowadays, it's a mitzvah Midrabon and it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. So he says we can't say Shechionu on something which we are doing as a Zeichel HaMikdash, because our whole commemoration ought to have in it a certain amount of sadness. We're supposed with that mitzvah to be wishing that we could do the mitzvah in the proper way in the Beis HaMikdash. So we can't say Shechionu, that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the opportunity to do this mitzvah, when we're not doing it in the way that we wish we could. That's the third reason. That's the reason of the Levush, that a mitzvah that's that Zeichel HaMikdash we can't say. L'chora one could say another reason, which I've seen the Sefer HaEshkol, the Ravid HaSheni, the father-in-law of the more famous Ravid, which is that on the first night Pesach we don't say Shechion on Matzah, we don't say Shechion on Morah. And the reason for that is because it's included in the Shechionu of the Kiddush. Since we're doing the mitzvah that night, we say Shechionu at Kiddush, it's the Shechionu for the Yom Tov. But that also covers all the mitzvahs that we're doing that evening, since it's not going to be a big gap until we're actually doing the mitzvahs. The Shechionu can cover those mitzvahs. Second night Yom Tov, at least in Chutz La'aretz, we say Shechionu at Kiddush as well. Because we're making Kiddush, it's second day Yom Tov, we say Shechionu, because the Shechionu on the Yom Tov, the Shechionu on Yom Tov, we say even on second day Yom Tov. Although the Shechionu on the mitzvah we don't, but the Shechionu on the Yom Tov we do, because it's equal to the first day of Yom Tov, Midrabanan. So the Eshkol says that Sfiras HaOmer we start counting second night of Pesach, and we've already said Shechionu at the beginning of the Seder. since we've already said Shekhinah at the beginning of the Seder, and he's going with the Minhag that you count the Omer at the end of the Seder, we don't say the not at Maariv before we get home. Therefore, he says the Sfiras HaOmer is included in the Shekhinah in the same way that on the first day the Matzah and the Maror were included on the in the Shekhinah. We come out with that with a very interesting Nafka Minah, which is that according to the Sefer Eshkol in Eretz Yisrael, they should be saying Shekhinah on Sfiras HaOmer. Also, people what most people do nowadays, which is to say Sfiras HaOmer after Maariv, theoretically, according to him, we should be saying Shekhinah, we shouldn't wait till afterwards. Halacha L'maaseh, we don't take on like that, we take on the other reasons, either we don't know what the Ran means, but the reason of the Maharil, that's a Hechsha Mitzvah, the reason of the Levush, that's a Zeichel HaMikdash, we have to regret the Churban at the time we're doing the Mitzvah, therefore we don't say Shekhinah. The third Mitzvah, which would seem to fall into the category of a periodical Mitzvah, Mitzvah Bom Mizman Azman, but nevertheless we don't say Shekhinah, is mentioned in Tosin Sukkah, is the Mitzvah of Halal. Mitzvah Rabbanan to say Halal on every Yom Tov, and we don't say Shekhinah on that. Tosfos says it's clear in the Gemara that we don't say Shekhinah on Halal. Not clear which Gemara he means, but he says that's what the Gemara says. We don't say Shekhinah when we say Halal. So Tosfos follows his first pshat and says that Halal, when we say Halal, we don't have any simcha about the fact that we have the opportunity to say Halal. That would seem to be a little bit self-contradictory, because the whole point of Halal is that we have simcha about the fact that we're here, that it's Yom Tov, and we're celebrating that, and we're being Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that fact. So what Tosfos seems to mean is that although we have the simcha for the Yom Tov, for which we've already said Shekhinah, and therefore we're being Mahalal, but the fact that we're able to say Halal doesn't itself give us an extra simcha, and therefore we can't say Shekhinah on that. According to the other Rishonim, who say that the mitzvahs on which we say Shekhinah doesn't depend on whether there's a simcha, whether Chazal tell us that it gives us an extra simcha, it depends on whether it's periodical, if it comes once through the year or a number of times through the year. So they will need to answer why we don't say Shekhinah on the mitzvah of Halal. So the Ran says that we know the Gemara says that you don't say Halal specifically at a mitzvah on a Yom Tov. I mean, we don't say Halal specifically on a Yom Tov. There are specific Yom Tovim when Chazal tell us that we have to say Halal. However, anyone who's saved from a nes, anyone who said that where Kali Shola said from an nest, there's a chiyuv, possibly midrabbanan, possibly midrashis, machloikas. There's a chiyuv to say halal every year to commemorate that hatzolah mehanes. So the Ran says, although we very rarely say halal at any time other than the Yom Tovim, the Chazal fixed for us, that the Chazal were koveya and said that we have to say halal. Nevertheless, since theoretically one, again in a way similar to Birchama, since theoretically one could end up saying halal through the year, you can't define halal as a time dependent nest. And therefore, we don't say Shekhinah on that. The Tos HaRosh in Sukkah says another teretz. He asks, in what way is Halal different from Chanukah? He brings Chanukah, we do say Shekhinah, and Halal we don't. And he says, Shemavorchin rak al persumi nisa. We only say Shekhinah on something which is a persum hanes. Chanukah and Megillah are both to be mefarsim, to celebrate, to demonstrate our joy at the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So we say Shekhinah. But Halal we don't. The problem being that doesn't fit with any of the other mitzvahs that the Gemara mentions. Sukkah and Lulav and Shofar, where we say Shekhinah as well, are definitely not Pirsumi Nisa. So l'chore, what the Tos HaRosh is saying is that in Mitzvahs D'oraisa, anything that's time dependent, we say Shekhinah. That's Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar. Potentially, theoretically, we would have said the bracha on Matzah. Just it's included in the Kiddush. It's also Mitzvah D'oraisa. However, on Mitzvahs Drabonon, he feels that Shekhinah, the Chazal never instituted to say Shekhinah on a Mitzvah Drabonon unless it's a Pirsumi Nisa. When it's a Pirsumi Nisa, we know that Chazal made it more chamur. There are other halachas in Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah where Chazal treated it with more stringency. They said that an Oni has to go begging in order to have fuel for Ner Chanukah, which he doesn't have to do even for other Mitzvahs D'oraisa. In many ways, because of Pirsumi Nisa, Chazal treated it with more stringency. So in the same way, although it's only a Mitzvah Drabonon, because it's a Pirsumi Nisa, one says Shekhinah. However, other mitzvahs Rabbonon, for example, Halal, he's speaking about Halal, which is only a mitzvah Rabbonon, one doesn't say Shekhinah. L'chore, according to that Rosh, if that's the correct shot in the Rosh, that would also answer all the other questions of the Rishonim. Bir Chametz, we know that the Gemara says at the beginning of Psachim that Midaraisa, if you mevatel the Chametz, you don't have any chiyuv to be mevayer anymore. As soon as you've said the bittul, you've said kol chamira, you don't actually have to destroy the chametz. It's a gzeira midrabbanon that because you might find some nice piece of chametz in your house on Pesach and then you'll eat it. Therefore, the Chachamim told us, even if we've been mevatel the chametz, you still have to get rid of it. Therefore, our bedikas chametz that we are doing, since we are planning to be mevatel it, is in a way only a mitzvah drabbanon. Although we're doing the bedika and before we've actually said the bittul, we've not yet said kol chamira when we do the bedika. Nevertheless, we know that we are not going to have to do this mitzvah to get to Pesach. It's only midrabbanon that we actually have to do it. Therefore, it's only a mitzvah drabbanon. There's actually there's actually a Bach. The Bach brings a kasha from the Marashal, how exactly the Cheshbon works with Biochomet. He says that the reasons don't apply. And he says clearly that the Shechionu that we're discussing, whether one would say it on the Bedikas Chomet, is the Shechionu on the Mitzvah Drabonim. Because Mitzvah Mitzvah Deraisa, it doesn't make sense that we should say to wait till Pesach, because Mitzvah Deraisa, you can't have Chomet 6 hours before Pesach. And therefore, with the Marashal said that the reason of the Rosh doesn't make sense. So he says that Mitzvah Mitzvah Deraisa, there's another reason. The Rosh is saying, who gives his reason quoted in the Torah, is talking about the Mitzvah Rabbanon. Once we're only talking about the Mitzvah Rabbanon, then the Chorah comes to Tosfos Rosh, there's anyway no question. Similarly, Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh, Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only ever Mitzvah Rabbanon because it's Eichel HaMikdash, because in the time of the Beit HaMikdash it was a Mitzvah Deraisa, but nowadays it's only ever Mitzvah Rabbanon. So again, we could understand that you should not say Shechionu because of that. It's a Mitzvah Rabbanon without the Brisui Nissa. That would also remove that question. There's another reason given in the Avodraham, quoted in the Magen Avraham in Simtoch Chaf Beis in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. The Avodraham says that a mitzvah habom is manazan, a mitzvah that comes periodically, we say shechion, of something which comes once a year or perhaps twice a year, but something which comes every month, the Avodraham says we can't say shechion on that, because every month we're saying it, we still remember the last time we've not been missing the mitzvah, we can't say shechion, we can't celebrate the fact that we're getting there. The Magen Avraham says you don't need to say that, it doesn't have to be because it's once a month, it could be because it's more than once a year, because we say it every different separate Yom Tov. So there's a very big chiddush in Avodraham, which we might come back to in one of the later halachas. There's a very big chiddush in the Avodraham, which is that the Gemara is clear. The Gemara says that the halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh is not a chiyuv, not a mitzvah. We do say a bracha because Tosfos holds, Ashkenazim say a bracha because Tosfos holds that you can say a bracha even on a minhag, and therefore we do say a bracha. However, this is a halal of a minhag. It's not a halal that Chazal b'kaveh, which is why we miss out half of two of the kapitel of Tehillim in halal, because to remember to make sure that we know that this is not the actual chiyuv of halal. In which case, although the Avodraham has said why we don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it comes every month, but once we get to the next Yom Tov and we say halal, and we haven't said it for more than a month, once Sukkot comes, we haven't said halal since Shavuos, so now it's been more than a month, he assumes that a month is long enough that it's considered bom izman lezman, so why should we not say the bracha of Shechionu at the halal on Sukkot? So it's the Avodraham seems to have just assumed, it seems to be a dovah poshut v'ayim, that although the halal that we're saying on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, and it's only another way that we're trying to do a similar mitzvah to what Chazal told us to do on the specific Yom Tov when we say halal, nevertheless, since to us that's the same mitzvah, because the minhag is to do almost the same thing, we miss out a little bit, but it's basically still a halal, we say the same bracha, therefore we can't consider that for us a mitzvah b'om izman hazman, a mitzvah that comes periodically, a mitzvah that only comes occasionally, because l'maisa we have done it before, even if we've done it in a slightly different way. The reason that's relevant, I'll just quickly get to the next point. There's one more Gemara which mentions the Bracha Shechionu, which the Rishonim explain in different ways. There's a Gemara in Bracha Stav Lamed Zayin Menachas Afayin Hey. The Gemara brings a Braisa. Says in the Braisa, Hamakrif Mincha Oymer Shechionu. Someone who's bringing a Korban Mincha says Shechionu. So the Rishonim struggle with the fact that L'choyah, this is not the Mitzvah Habom Izman Lezman. Why should we be saying Shechionu? So Rashi in Brachas says that this is talking about someone who has not brought a Korban Mincha for a long time, for Yomim Rabin. In Menachas Rashi says he hasn't brought it for a year. There's been a long time since he brought a Korban Mincha. There's a big chiddush in this Rashi. Tosfos points out there's a big chiddush in this Rashi, which is that even that something which theoretically you could do the whole time, Rashi still holds you should say Shechionu, which we haven't seen anywhere else. Even the Rambam who says that you say Shechionu on Pidyon HaBen and Mila because they're uncommon mitzvahs, they're not things that you do very often. That's because it's extremely unlikely that you'll ever do them very often. But something that potentially you could have done every single day, it's a very big chiddush to say that you should say Shechionu. In Rashi, in a different Rashi in Menachos, there's a Rashi, the main Rashi in Rashi Ksaviad. In one of the Rashis in Menachos, which Tosfos quotes in Brachos from the Rashi there, Rashi says that this is talking about someone who brings a mincha for the first time in his life, either a kohen or possibly even the Baal HaBayis. He's doing the mitzvah of bringing a mincha for the first time ever. It's the first time he's ever bringing a korban mincha. Tosfos actually disagrees even with that. Tosfos says that's also not true. It's not mashma. It's not mashma like that. It's not mashma talking about stomach. Okay, so Tosfos says that Korban Mincha is also a mitzvah habom izman lezman because we're talking about someone who's the first kohen representing his mishmeres, his mishmorah. The kohenim were divided into groups of mishmores and they into 24 groups and they split up the year between them. So each one only ever actually ended up bringing korbanos twice a year. So that's considered a mitzvah habom izman lezman. That's Tosfos' pshat. The Rambam has a different pshat. But Rashi Lemaisa says, and many other Rishonim also say, based on this Gemara, that someone who's doing a mitzvah for the first time ever, someone who's never done a specific mitzvah before, and has now come to a situation of being able to do the mitzvah, should say Shechionu. Generally, this is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. There's one place where the Ramah in Yeridea does quote this opinion, and the Poskim struggle with the fact that specifically there and nowhere else it's been quoted. The Ramah in Yeridea Simon Chavches about the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. The Mor writes, "B'shem b'seif amin hogim, misha shochet pam rishon b'chayev." Someone who is shechting an animal for the first time in his life, and he's now going to have to do the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Mevorach shechiyonu al kisui hadam. After he says the bracha of al kisui hadam, he says the bracha of shechiyonu. The Ma'aseh of the Minig is not like that. The Prichodosh, the Rimagodim, Chachmasodom, many the Orcha Shulchan says the Minig is not like that. Many the Poskim say that this Ramah is very difficult because we don't find that we say this we pass in like this Rashi anywhere else, and therefore we hold that you don't say shechiyonu even the first time you're ever doing a mitzvah. Therefore, we can't actually do it. However, the Poskim discuss various suggestions why the Ramah says the mitzvah to say the Shechiyonu here and not anywhere else. If he believes in this Shitta of Rashi that you say Shechiyonu the first time in your life, the first time that you do a mitzvah, you say Shechiyonu. So why does he not quote the same thing in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Hilchos Tefillin, anywhere else? There are many mitzvahs in Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Ma'akeh. There are many places where the Poskim point out that we don't say Shechiyonu even though it's the first time. The Shach asks this question. The Shach in Hilchos Mezuzah points out that this is that we definitely don't hold like this Ramah because of this. There's an answer given in the Tuas Shoir. Ravon Pemshar says in the Tuas Shoir in Simchov Chesukot and Dalet, he says that he has a long piece with a few answers, but one of the answers that he gives is that basically every mitzvah that we do in our lives we will also have done when we were children. There's a mitzvah of chinuch. A child has to do a mitzvah. So he says a child can't say shechiyonu on his mitzvah. He doesn't explain why. And therefore, once he reaches bar mitzvah and now he's about to do his mitzvah for the first time and as an adult, he can't say shechiyonu because he's already done the mitzvah. Therefore, he says, kisui hadam is one of the rare mitzvahs which one will only ever do as an adult. L'chorah mezuzah would also be, there are others, but it's one of the rare mitzvahs that one would only ever do as an adult. And therefore, tefillin we usually put on just before the bar mitzvah, which is about a month or two before. He mentions tefillin clearly. And therefore, you can never say shechiyonu. The child can't say shechiyonu, and the adult can't say shechiyonu. Well, once he's bar mitzvah and he's doing the mitzvah for the first time, he can't say shechiyonu because he doesn't have the simcha since he's already done the mitzvah. So the Poskim ask questions both ways. Firstly, why should he not say Shechiyonu when he's an adult? When he's a child, he's not doing the mitzvah in the full way. What he's doing is the mitzvah drabonon of chinuch, although there are makarios that that's still considered to be the same as a mitzvah, but it's nevertheless definitely not a mitzvah deraisi. He's definitely not doing the mitzvah in the same way. Why should he not be able to say Shechiyonu when he's become adult? So for that, l'chayah, the simple answer we've already demonstrated from the Avodah Zarah, from the Mogen Avraham and Shemzach Chof Beis, that although a halal of Rish Chodesh is only a minhag, it's not even a chiyuv midrabbanon. Most Sfaradim don't even say a bracha on it. Nevertheless, since what we're doing is actually the same thing as the halal that we're going to be doing once we get to the Yom Tov, we can't say Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov and say that I haven't done this mitzvah for a long time because I've done something which is pretty much the same Masa mitzvah. I can't say Shechiyonu again now. So in the same way, it would seem that a child who's done a mitzvah as a child, since his mitzvah was a Maisa mitzvah midrabbanon because of mitzvah chinuch, therefore, he can't say Shechiyonu once he's an adult on the mitzvah that he's about to do, since he's already done it. However, the Poskim also asked the other way. Rabbi Yaakov Bloy asked, he has a kuntras called Chanoch Lenar about Hilchos Chinuch. He asked him that in his kuntras, why should the child not say Shechiyonu? He doesn't understand why the Tzvos Shor has just assumed without explaining that the child should not say Shechiyonu the first time he's about to do the mitzvah, the first time a child puts on tzitzis, or the first time a boy who's almost by mitzvah will put on tefillin. He should say Shechiyonu. That's part of the mitzvah's chinuch. So I would suggest an answer. There's a concept we find in a couple of places in Hilchos Chinuch of Ketanim, which is that although generally we say that a child had the ritual, says the beginning of Sukkah, that a child has to do, for the mitzvah chinuch, the child has to be doing the mitzvah in exactly the same way as an adult would be doing. The sukkah has to be the right size, he has to say Kriya Shema in the right zman, the Arba Minim have to be kosher, and so on. They don't have to be Mahuda, but they do have to be kosher. Everything has to be done in exactly the same way. We can't say that it's only for educational purposes, and therefore, as long as he knows there's a mitzvah, that's good enough. He has to be doing the mitzvah. The Chazal told us he has to do a mitzvah. Nevertheless, there are a number of questions that the Rishonim ask that don't seem to be consistent with this. So one of the famous questions, which is a more recent question, is a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Arba Minim that it's poshut that a kotel needs to have kosher Arba Minim. Pshita, he says, it's a dover poshut, you don't need a makor. Obviously, when you're educating a child with mitzvahs Arba Minim, he has to have Arba Minim that are kosher, which is based on this ritva, which is that the mitzvah has to be done in the correct way. However, a little bit later, Mishmar writes that Yesh Oim Rimrich is a chidah. He brings a shita that on the first day of Sukkot you can lend your Araminim to a katan. You don't have to give it to him. Although we need lachem on the first day of Sukkot, you can't be yotzer with a borrowed set of Araminim. Nevertheless, for a katan you can, because it's only for mitzvah chinuch. So many poskim ask. It seems to be an out and out stira in the Mishnah Berurah that in one place he says that it's poshut that it has to be katan, in the other place he says that although it's not lachem, it's borrowed, you can't be yotzer. So one of the answers given, based on a Tosfos in Pesachim, is that the halacha is if you give arba'minim to someone bistam, you don't specify what you're giving it for, that's considered to be a matana. You're giving it to him as a matana with a tnai that he's going to give it back and therefore he can be yotze. If you give arba'minim to a katan, the halacha is that if someone gives something to a katan, he then owns it. Machloek is if it's midrash midravon, but he then owns it. But a katan can't give something back, and therefore if someone gives his arba'minim to a katan on the first day of Yom Tov, with it being a matana manas lehavtzer, he's then going to be stuck because he's not going to be able to have it back for the second day, which in chutz aretz you also need to have lachem. So lemaisa we say that if someone gives his abamin to a katan, he's not giving it as a matana manas lehavtzer, he's lending it to him. Therefore, a child who takes abamin from someone is actually just borrowing them, and he couldn't be yotze with that were he an adult. However, if he would have been an adult and exactly the same thing would have happened with exactly the same intentions, it would have been his arbaminim because it would have been a matan amnas lahafzir. And therefore, although we say that for mitzvahs chinuch you have to be mekayim the mitzvah with all the different criteria that the mitzvah have, nevertheless, if it's something which is only missing because he's a katan and were he a gadol, that would be the exact same way that he would do the mitzvah. That's good enough. That's one of the truths. And given it's based on a Tosfos in Pesachim about the mitzvah achilas korban pesach, based on that, I would suggest that a katan can't say shechionu when he's doing his mitzvah as a child, since he will never be able to say that shechionu once he's an adult. He can't. He can only ever have a mitzvah chinuch in a mitzvah which he's going to have to do at some point as an adult, since he's already done this mitzvah and he will never have to do it again. He will never have to say shechionu again on this mitzvah when he wears tefillin as an adult. Therefore, he can't say it now. Halacha lemaaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says l'chatchila, a child putting on his tefillin for the first time should make sure he has something else on which to say shechionu in order to be yotzeh this extra day. I don't think that's enough.